The sun is now up, though not very high. As it gets light inside the house, the children wake and are sent off to the river to wash. From underneath the house, the chickens emerge, clucking noisily, and the pigs grunt and whine, pleading for food. While the children are away, and the fry pan is heating, Antonia tidies up around the house. She hooks the mosquito net up out of the way and sweeps the floor with a brush made of leaves. Then it's back to the fireplace to start on the pancakes. In place of the flour used in making most pancakes in Australia, Antonia uses powdered sago, gathered from the local forests. Small pieces are sliced from a large block, crumbled up, and kneaded in much the same way that bread is prepared for baking. The kneaded sago is flattened out in the frying pan to form a pancake, sprinkled with water using half a coconut shell, and turned over after a couple of minutes cooking. Once cooked, it is transferred to a platter and folded over for easier storage. The pancakes which Antonia makes for her husband Damien are dipped in water to soften them. Like many others, Damien has chewed betel nut mixed with lime for many years, and as a result, his teeth have decayed and he finds eating difficult. Over the next hour or so, Antonia cooked 17 pancakes, churning one out every 2 or 3 minutes. 3 for Damien, 3 each for George and Terence, and so on. In the case of Damien and the 2 older boys, their food was wrapped in plastic to keep it fresh and hung up until the owner of each bag was hungry and ready to eat. Colin, the youngest, had woken up with the other children, but Antonia had promptly put him into a large billum hanging from the ceiling. From her position by the fire, she was able to reach out and rock him from time to time. Emma also helped get him to sleep again. Eventually, though, hunger got the better of Colin. He was only 18 months old. Antonia was nursing him and fed him often during the day, usually while busy working on other things. Antonia had been up for 1.5 hours, and now it was her turn to eat, as soon as the dishes had been washed, that is. For a treat, the children were each given a small piece of smoked pork, as well as the usual pancake. And Damien had his 3 soggy pancakes, as well as some pit-pit, a type of wild sugar cane. Finally, when everyone else had been catered for, Antonia sat down to eat.